Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
It's Around the House. When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is a lot to know, but we've got you covered. This is Around the House.
Welcome to the Around the House show. This is where we help you get the most out of your home through information and education. Thanks for joining me today. This is what we're going to start calling our weekday update. This is that episode that comes out in the middle of the week that we talk about what didn't make it into last week's show and not going to make it into this weekend show. We've got a lot to talk about today. If you want to find out more about us here at the show, head over to aroundthehouseonline.com. And if you have a home improvement question, give us a call at 833-239-4144. That number again is 833-239-4144. Man, I tell you what, I feel like I dodged a major bullet this last week with the trade show because almost everyone I know came back from the trade show. People that I had meetings with are all sick with colds, flus, whatever. So keep an eye out there, guys. There's a lot of people getting a spring cold, spring flu, whatever's floating around out there. RSV, COVID, name them all. They're all going around. So make sure you're getting that great sleep. Make sure you're staying on those vitamins and wash those hands regularly. You know, my wife on the last trade show came back and had RSV, which was brutal. I feel pretty lucky. I dodged it. She was down for a week. I was in the same house. And I think by just keeping things clean and washing my hands, I didn't get it. So far, so good. Knock on wood. I don't want to catch anything right now because I don't have the time for it. But hey, again, if you got any home improvement questions, give me a call at 833-239-4144. We have got an interesting story here that came in off the Associated Press. I got to give them credit for this. And this was out of Hawaii. And talk about an issue. A $500,000 house was built on the wrong Hawaii lot. And now they are in for a major legal battle. So a woman from California who purchased a vacant lot in Hawaii was surprised to find this new house built on her property by mistake. And now the legal battle begins. So Ann Reynolds purchased a 1-acre lot in the Hawaiian Paradise Park, a subdivision of the Big Island's Puna District, in 2018 at a tax auction for about $22,500. So, of course, she was in California during COVID pandemic stuff and saving up her money to build a house on it. And she got a call this last year from a real estate broker who informed her that he sold the house on her property. Of course, she was pretty stunned by that. And local developer Kinau Development Partnership hired PJ's Construction to build about a dozen homes on properties the developer bought in the subdivision. But the company unfortunately built one on Ann Reynolds' lot. Reynolds, along with the construction company, the architect, and others are now being sued by the developer. So now we've got a big issue here. Of course, just like any construction project, there's a ton of fingers being pointed between the developer and the contractor. And some subs, Reynolds attorney James DePascal said, Reynolds rejected the developer's offer for a neighboring lot of equal size and value, according to court documents. And DePascal said it would be a dangerous precedent if you were to go on to someone else's land, build anything you want, and then sue the individual for the value of it. So I guess most of the lots in the jungle like Hawaiian Paradise Park are identical, said the attorney representing the developer, which is what you'd expect them to say. This is going to be an interesting one. There's claims, counterclaims, and an attorney for PJ's Construction told Hawaii News Now the developer didn't want to hire surveyors. A neighbor now has said that the Honolulu News Station the empty house has attracted squatters. So we got multiple issues right there. So unfortunately, that's a tough one. When you buy land in a development like that, you're almost best to pay somebody in that area to come by monthly, quarterly, and take a look at it, or just get over there. But I know from California, that's a big trip, and so a lot of people can't afford to make the trip to Hawaii every year or every four times every year. So if that was me, probably hindsight being 2020, I would recommend you having maybe a private investigator in the neighboring area. Go by, take pictures, spend a couple $100, have them come by, check on it, make it look good. Make sure that they send you pictures. You could go as far as setting up internet to that site and putting in a little power there and having a cam or doing something like that, or a solar camera. But keeping an eye on that property is always a good thing. And it's not ever that easy because it's tough. But I think these days with these kinds of mistakes happening and the squatters that we're seeing out there, you don't really have another choice, because that is a huge deal right there of what's going on. The squatters thing is a big deal. I know of so many people that are fighting it. And some states it's really easy. Some states it's really hard. I mean, there's that story right now in New York about an apartment right now that have 8 Hispanic people, I think, that were living in there, illegal immigrants that just got busted, arrested 8 of them. There's guns, drugs, reportedly, and they had a big issue there. But the problem is, since they were in the city of New York and the people had been squatting in this apartment for over 30 days, you have to evict them even though that they're not supposed to be there. So the first thing I can do before you go out and play cowboy, if you're getting squatters, deal with it swiftly, deal with it quickly, and talk to your local attorney and find out what the laws are in your area. Because I think in the state of New York, if you weren't in the city of New York, I think you have to be there 10 years before you get into those squatters rights. Unfortunately, in New York City, it looks like it's 30 days. So that's a big one. Be careful, guys. The last thing I want you to do is take those things into your own hands and then have some group come in and help those people that were squatting sue you. And then you end up paying the price for them breaking the law. So be very careful out there. That's a tough one. And understand the laws. If you're a landlord, or if you've got a property that is empty and you're not in there every day, make sure that you understand what the laws are and that you're going by and making sure, you know, if someone's there for 30 days, that's a problem. So if you need to go by there every week or every 2 weeks and check it out, please do it. That will save you from getting into a 6-month or a year-long legal battle that could cost you hundreds of thousands of bucks by the time you're done, just to get people out of a house that they broke into and started camping out in. So be really careful with that. The other thing that I'm seeing out there too is just make sure that you're following all those rules and regulations, because, man, I'm seeing so many squatters issues out there and it's rough. You know, if you've got neighbors that you're friends with on either side of a property like that, talk to them, be friendly to them, deal with issues as they come up, and know the people in the neighborhood, because that's going to make life so much easier for you. Because I tell you what, that can be a big battle. I had a buddy who his dad was running his property for him out of the coastal property, and his dad rented the coastal property to a friend for a friend. It took him almost 6 months to get the guy out of there. Didn't get any money out of him. Got a judgment, but the guy had so many other judgments on him, it didn't make a difference. And then had to go in and spend another $50,000 just to get it back up to speed. You know, follow the rules, follow the laws. If you're renting to somebody, make sure you're following the laws in your state. And man, if you are a landlord, please make sure and do your inspections that you are able to do by law. If it's a 6-month inspection, go through, make sure everything's good, make sure everything's fine, make sure your property is not getting destroyed. And that's also just a good time to look at your maintenance and see what you're doing and what you need to do. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. We got a great jam-packed show coming up this weekend that you won't want to miss. We've got some new products and some great stuff coming on. We have the coolest vice that most people have not seen. And the cool thing is it actually won best new product at the National Hardware Show. And I got them on the show first. And they actually, this interview we did before they even knew they won. And it's a really cool product that should go in every shop because it's that nice. And it's completely reimagining those, what would be a vice in your garage. I think there's going to be a lot of vices getting replaced with this thing when it hits the market, which it just did in February. Stay tuned for that and so much more coming up this weekend on Around the House Show. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. Enjoy yourselves. Thanks for tuning in to Around the House. We'll see you this weekend. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.